I can't count that high. Amen. Good singing. Everybody did a great job tonight. Praise the Lord. We can leave here saying we've been ministered to. And we're getting ready to go fellowship back there in Vaughn Hall. There's some good soup and good sandwiches. Some good dessert. Praise the Lord. I thought I'd get more amens. Maybe nobody brought good dessert tonight. I'll take it. Praise God. But I know that God has a word for us tonight. I just want to encourage you. This is definitely a time that we set apart for just remembering or reminding ourselves to be thankful. But don't let this just be a season in your life. We need to be thankful all the time. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter number three. Let's read three scriptures there. I want to say I'm thankful for my wife, my children. I'm thankful. There's so many things to say you're thankful for. I'm thankful for how smooth our move here has been. Thankful for our church here. Thankful for your patience with us. And thankful for what God has in store moving forward. And just trusting that he's just going to continue to pour out his blessings. How many of you know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, stand for the reading of the word. And all you kiddos, you wanted us to sing Gobble Gobble. We might have to do that before the service is over. If anybody knows all the words to that song, amen. I'm sure we can pull them up on the screen and get Brother Cruz to come up here and do some motions or something. Oh my, my, put the turkey in my belly. Is that how it goes? Something like that? Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Amen. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. You may be seated this evening. Praise the Lord. Somebody wrote an article that stated signs that you ate too much for Thanksgiving. And a few things that they pointed out to were these here. It said paramedics have to come with the jaws of life to get you out of the lazy boy. You receive a sumo wrestler application in your email. Praise the Lord. You set off three earthquakes on your morning jog. And the Butterball Hall of Fame is called twice to induct you in. I read another article that talked about five things we should all be thankful for. One was dishwashers. How many of you are thankful for your dishwasher? It said they make it possible to get out of the kitchen before your family comes in for their after-dinner snack. They said be thankful for husbands who attack small repair jobs because they usually make them big enough to call in the professionals. Be thankful for children who always put away their things and clean up after themselves. They're such a joy to have around. You hate to send them back to their parents at their homes. Another thing said, be thankful for smoke alarms. They let you know when the turkey's done. Praise the Lord. We have a lot to be thankful for, church. Helen Keller said, so much has been given to me that I have no time to ponder that which I don't have. Come on now. Joni Erickson Tada, she said, giving thanks is not a matter of feeling thankful. It's a matter of obedience. God commands us to give thanks. You know why? Because he knows how good it is for us to be thankful. H.W. Westermeyer said that the pilgrims made seven times more graves than they did huts. Nevertheless, they set aside a day for thanksgiving. Gratitude is an offering precious in the sight of God, and it's one that the poorest of us can make and be not poorer but richer for having made it. Praise the Lord. Another man said, I feel sorry for the atheist because when they're feeling grateful, they have nobody to thank. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because, as some of you young people said it, He's given unto us Jesus Christ, His Son. Praise the Lord. We have a lot to be thankful for. And here in the book of Colossians, Paul the Apostle is laying down the law to the church. He's telling them some things that they as Christians need to put aside, things that are not conducive to living a holy life, a born-again life that they've been brought to as a new creature in Christ. But he also tells them to take some things on. He tells them to learn how to forgive, to love one another, to let peace rule in our hearts. How many of you know we need to do those things? And finally, he said, and be ye thankful. And in verse 17, he said, everything that you do, do it in the name of the Lord, and make sure you are thankful in doing it, giving thanks to God. I've just got three quick points, and we're going to close the service in a time of praise and worship, and then we're going to go back to eat together back in the fellowship hall in Vaughn Hall back there. But three points I just want to tell you about being thankful. You need to recognize. Everybody say, recognize. Recognize who is worthy of our thanks and our praise. Church, you're not a self-made man or woman. I'll let that ruminate for a minute there. God has blessed you with everything that you have. God is the source of every good and perfect gift. We read that in James chapter 1. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He is the source we must recognize with our thanksgiving. Praise God. Psalm 104, we opened up with this passage of Scripture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Enter into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Amen. How many of you know He is the one who deserves our praise? In Deuteronomy chapter 8, he's instructing the people, the Lord is, when they come into the promised land, and unless they forget, he says, when you've eaten and you're full, then you should bless the Lord thy God for the good land which He hath given thee. How many times do we forget and neglect to be thankful for the blessings that we have? Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Recognize He's the one who should be thanked in our lives. Second thing about recognition, we need to recognize what we have to be thankful for. Everybody in here, you have something to give God praise for. I remember reading from Mark Batterson. He said he got up to his church there with several hundred, maybe several thousand people in attendance. And he said, I started to see that we were getting a little lackadaisical in our worship. He said, so I encourage and challenge the people. He said, I want us to start being thankful and praising God for the most minute things, the most menial things in our lives. That song that they just sang, as I look in the details, I see God in all of those things. And he started to encourage his people. I want you to thank God for the things that maybe you've never thanked Him for, the things that you take for granted. On the way home, there was a doctor in his congregation. She was walking home from service that day there in Washington, D.C., and she found herself thanking the Lord for things that many of us take for granted because, quite frankly, we don't know about them. But she started thanking the Lord for the white blood cells and the red blood cells and their interactions and how they fight off diseases. And she started thanking God for the different nerves in her body and capillaries and different chemical functions and how her eye works and how her ear works and how taste works. She started thanking God for thousands upon thousands of things. I believe she said she counted 20,000 different things that she started giving the Lord thanks for. Come on, somebody. And church, listen, all the things we have to be thankful for, that list can never be exhausted. I have breath in my lungs. Give thanks. Thank you, Lord, that I'm on the positive side of the grave. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that my car had enough gas to get here. It's a long drive from where I live. Praise the Lord. But I'm thankful that I can see with my eyes and I can hear with my ears, though my kids say that's debatable. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful that I can feel with my hands. I'm thankful that I have clothes on my back. I'm thankful that I have shoes on my feet. I'm thankful for the freedom I have in this country. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for the men and women who have fought and still fight for that freedom. I'm thankful for a church to be a part of and a church family that prays for me. I'm thankful that I have Jesus. Can I hear an amen? I'm thankful that he came, he lived, he died, and he rose again. Church, there are so many blessings that we need to recognize we have and say thank you to the Lord for them. Some point number two tonight. Amen. This goes right along with that, but we need to remember. You need to recognize that we can thank him. He needs to be thanked. We need to recognize we have so many things to be thankful for, but we also need to remember those things. We need to make sure we're not neglecting to give God thanks. The Israelites, when they were coming out of Egypt, so many times when they were on that way to the promised land, they were noted for their complaints and their stubbornness and their forgetfulness. They quickly forgot how good God had been to them, the deliverance he had given to them, the redemption that he sent Moses to offer to them. They forgot to the point of wanting to go back to the land of slavery. Church, I don't want to forget. Come on now. We sing that song a lot of times. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Praise the Lord. Let's make that a reality before it's too late. Make sure you're taking the time to remember all the things that God has done for you. We must remember not just what he's done, but we must remember to show our gratefulness and our gratitude to him and be thankful. Remember the benefits of the Lord. When Jeremiah began to remember in the book of Lamentations, his hope in his situation was restored. He said, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope." There's power when we remember the blessings of the Lord. You know, when you're in the middle of a trial, when you're in the middle of a test, when you're in the middle of a dark season, we tend to only think about those things because that's what is right in front of us. Those are the things that weigh heavy on us. Those are the things that battle our minds. Oh, but can I encourage you tonight? You've got enough to be thankful for what God did in the past. Remember those things. Come on now. And when you start to praise him for those things, this is from experience. Hope rises up again. And I realize, God, he's not done with me yet. Praise the Lord. And if he came through yesterday, he can come through tomorrow. Reminders, they play an important part in our day-to-day routine. Many of you probably have a reminder app on your cell phone. Maybe some of you still use sticky notes or a calendar, and you write things in there. If you get to, as you get to know First Lady Katie, as she's become known as around here over the past week or so, when you get to know my wife, you're going to know her phone goes off all the time with reminders. It'd be a wise move to put a reminder on our phone to give thanks. Life has a way of happening really fast. We get busy. Anybody have a busy day today? We get inundated with tasks, and we try to get everything done, and we're trying to make sure we get to every item on our list, and our minds become consumed with our responsibilities. And church, that's life. Isn't it? We have to do things. We have phone calls to make. We have tasks that we need to complete. We have projects on the house. We've got to go to work. We've got to do this and we got to do that. A couple years ago, I was at a place in my life where I was just consumed with trying to get everything done. I'd be in conversation with somebody, but always thinking about what I needed to do in the next 5 minutes. And I'd try to get that done and then go to the next 5 minutes, the next 10, 20, 30 minutes. And I was consumed with what I was doing in the ministry and in the church and the vocation where the Lord has called me to. And I was trying just to get everything done. And there's nothing wrong with trying to get things done, but I was forgetting to be thankful. And I was at a minister's conference down in Denton, Texas at the Empowerment Experience and at the altar service, one of those services, the Lord began to speak to my heart. I don't even remember which service it was, what sermon it was, but I was just there talking with God, just me and him, and the Lord just began to deal with my heart and said, "Kenneth, you need to just start each day and tell me that you love me." And so I tried to start doing that. I haven't always done it since then. I've failed a few times. But the Lord was trying to get my attention that I needed to set my priorities back in order. I needed to remember to be thankful to Him. I was busy about the Lord's business, don't get me wrong, but I was forgetting the most important part. It's not about the business, it's about Him. Come on now. Remember, let's be thankful. I love what we read about Daniel. When the king needed a man to interpret his dream, Daniel goes down and prays before the Lord, and the Lord gives him the dream and gives him the interpretation. And before Daniel even goes to the king with the answer, you know what Daniel does? The Bible says Daniel went to God and gave him thanks. I mean, Daniel's life is in the balance. I mean, the king's already made a decree. If nobody can give me the answer, I'm going to destroy all the wise men. So Daniel, he gets the answer. But instead of hurrying up to save his own neck, he makes sure to give God thanks. Church, we've got time to worship. We've got time to give Him thanks. Remember all the blessings we have. Remember, He's still the same, and He's still good, and He's going to be good tomorrow, and a week from now, and a year from now, and 100 years from now. And remember this, He is on your side. Praise the Lord. And so in Psalm 30, verses 4 through 5, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness, for His anger endureth but a moment, and His favor is life. Weep may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. I love He said that. Give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. What is His holiness? God always does what is right. And so when you consider where you're at right now, you've got to remember that God is always going to do right. Amen. He's not going to do anything wrong. Can I hear an amen? He's going to do right by you, by your situation. You just got to put your faith in Him. Remember, amen. Finally, the third thing today, repeat. Praise the Lord. We need to put Thanksgiving on repeat. We need to turn Thanksgiving into thanksgiving. You need to develop an attitude of gratitude to put it on repeat. Don't just be thankful for 1 week out of the year. Don't just be thankful when your team wins. Don't just be thankful when things go your way. Turn Thanksgiving into a repetitive experience and action in your life. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You mean when I don't feel good, give God thanks? Yes. When you're not feeling good, give God thanks. You mean when the babies are crying and the family's sick and we're all unable to get out of the house, give God thanks? Yes. Give God thanks. You mean when the bank account is low, I need to give? Yes. Give God thanks. You mean when I got a bad diagnosis? Yes. Give God thanks. Praise the Lord. Give God thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You probably heard the story, but Corrie Ten Boom, she was there in the concentration camp, her and her sister, and it was just horrible circumstances, all the things that they went through, the things that they were put through, and their living conditions on top of all the ways they were mistreated was even worse than that. See, where she was living there in that concentration camp, that she said it was infested with rats, with lice, and with fleas. They would get bit through the night. I mean, it wasn't comfortable. It was horrible. But listen, those conditions in their barracks, the lice and the fleas and those things kept the guards from coming in and attacking them and doing unmentionable things to them in that time when she was there. So they found reason to give God thanks even for the fleas. Praise the Lord. In everything, give thanks. Hallelujah. I said in everything, give thanks. In Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, there's a famous scripture there. It talks about seasons and times. But you know, you won't find there this phrase. The author of Ecclesiastes, the Holy Spirit, he doesn't tell him to write, hey, there's a season to be thankful and a season to be unthankful. He doesn't say there's a time for thanksgiving and a time for unthanksgiving, if we can put it that way. You know why he doesn't say there's a season for thanksgiving? Because thanksgiving is appropriate in every season. So when you're dancing, you give him thanks. And when you're mourning, you give him thanks. When you're weeping, you give him thanks. And when you're laughing, you give him thanks. When you're working, you give him thanks. And when you're resting, you give him thanks. In every season of your life, you gotta give God thanks. Hallelujah. So put Thanksgiving on repeat. Hallelujah. It's a good thing. We already sang about it. To give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Not just every season do I give God thanks. But in the morning, I need to give him thanks. And in the noontime, I need to give him thanks. And in the midnight hour, I love what David said. In Psalm 119, at midnight I will rise and give thanks unto thee. Amen. Maybe at midnight your reminder needs to go off tonight. Hey, let's give God thanks. Hallelujah. That reminds me of the story. Maybe Paul and Silas were thinking about Psalm 119 when they were in prison. And at midnight, they began to sing and give God praise. I mean, think about it. They're in the darkest place they've ever been. They've been beat. They've been put in stocks. It's cold. It's wet where they're at, and things just don't look good. The outcome doesn't look positive. But at midnight, praise the Lord, what do? They remember, we've got something to be thankful for. We've got something to give God praise for. Remember that word thanksgiving. It's an expression. It's a vocal exercise. It's a stretching forth of the hands. It's a throwing something up to the Lord. Praise God. Remember thanksgiving. Keep it on repeat. You have to believe that their worship, even at midnight, in the darkest time of their life, it wasn't something that they muttered under their breath. Well, thank you, God, that I'm here. Paul, what do you want? You have a word to say? I don't know. No, it wasn't something they just stumbled around, but they were intentional, and they let heaven hear that I am thankful. Come on now. I'm not saying they screamed to the top of their lungs, but I'm sure they gave out the voice. They gave out the best praise, and they sang the best that they could. Why? Because God was worthy no matter where they were at in their life. Thanksgiving on repeat. Praise, though, at midnight became their breakthrough. That's why you need to keep Thanksgiving on repeat. Hallelujah. Because you never know when that praise might be what opens the floodgates and you come out victorious. Even Daniel, when the king's law had been enacted and he knew, if I pray to my God, I'm going to get cast into that den of lions. What did he do? He went up, he opened the windows towards Jerusalem. But you know what? He didn't just pray. The Bible says he gave thanks. Wow. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 5, I referenced this scripture on Sunday night. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we face harsh realities. Sometimes we face things that make us not want to be thankful. Sometimes teenagers, our parents get on to us and we don't want to be thankful. Sometimes parents, our kids do some things that make us just shake our head and we question, what are we doing here? Be thankful, amen? Come on now. Sometimes we wonder if God is right here with us or if he's somewhere far away. In all seasons, give him thanks. I said in everything you're dealing with, amen, give God thanks. Maybe you've been battling anxiety, fear, and depression. And you say, well, how can I give God thanks in that? I'll tell you, in the prison of your mind, where you're at, take a moment and just push that aside if you can. And remember how good God was before. And remember how faithful he's always been. How faithful he will always be. And give God thanks. Can we stand together tonight? Praise the Lord. Sister Tricia, can you come and play that song that Brother Brad said we can't sing tonight? Thanks, thanks, I give you thanks. Amen. His kids said we can't sing it. Oh, but kids, we're going to sing it. Praise the Lord. Church, I want you to know Thanksgiving can unlock the doors to future and further blessings in your life. Because God rewards our thanksgiving. Not only does he inhabit the praises of his people, but he loves a cheerful giver, and that includes giving of thanks. And God blesses us when we praise him. Thanksgiving prepares my heart by removing the distractions that cause worry and helps me to focus not on my worries and not on my concerns, but on the one who can help me through it all. Praise the Lord. Jehoshaphat, you know what he did when he wanted to ensure victory? He set up worshipers. Praise the Lord. He didn't know what to do when he was surrounded by the enemy. He wasn't sure what to do. He went to the Lord in prayer. They began to fast and pray. And the Lord sent a word and said, you're not going to have to fight the battle. I'll fight for you. And Jehoshaphat caused the choir to sing. And when they began to sing before the battle even started, that noise went before them and God fought the battle on their behalf. But it started in thanksgiving. Hallelujah. So can we lift our hands right here? I'm going to just sing this song a couple times, and this is how we're going to close service. I want us just to give God thanks for all the things he's done for us. Hallelujah. Oh, thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. Oh, I am so blessed. My soul found rest, oh Lord, I give you thanks, hallelujah, oh we say thanks, thanks, I give you thanks for all you've done, oh I am so blessed, my soul has found rest, oh Jesus. Oh, thanks, thanks, I give you thanks for all you've done. Yes, I am so blessed, my soul has found rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. Hallelujah. Lord, we sing. Thanks, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. For all you've done. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord, church. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. If you find yourself in a battle, give him thanks right now. Lord, we sing thanks. Oh, thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. Lord, I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's sing it one more time. Oh, thanks. Thanks. I give you. Soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. One more time, can you give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me remind you this week, as you're spending time with your family, make sure you're telling them maybe some things God's done for you. Maybe you'll be with some lost family this week. Make sure you're a witness to them, a thankful heart. Amen. May go a long way to showing somebody the goodness of the Lord.